And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I love to see the Spirit at work. I get to see it all the time here at Old South, and we got to see it today as 13 new members joined our church on a Sunday when we had a scripture reading about the promise of the Holy Spirit and the ways in which the Holy Spirit shows up in community. We didn't choose for those things to happen on the same day. God made that happen, and it is beautiful to witness how the Spirit works in those meaningful ways. But today we start back where the promise of the Spirit was given to the very first disciples. The disciples had joined Jesus for what would be their last meal together, although they didn't know that at the time. They thought it was going to be a meal just like any other, but then Jesus started doing things they didn't fully understand, like washing their feet. And he started predicting things that just didn't make sense, like one of the disciples was going to betray him and another one was going to desert him. And he started saying things that just couldn't be true. Like he was only going to be with them a little while longer. The disciples wanted to understand what Jesus was doing and predicting and saying, so they kept pressing him for more information. Peter asked, "Lord, where are you going?" And Thomas asked, "Lord, how can we know the way?" And Philip begged him, "Lord, please show us the Father." The disciples felt a great sense of urgency because they had to figure it all out before Jesus left them all alone. Finally, Jesus said he would send someone to be with them in his absence, and that this advocate, this Spirit of truth, would abide with them and in them. You see, Jesus knew that the disciples' world was going to be turned upside down when they eventually saw him hanging on a cross to die. So he knew he needed to reassure them that they would not be alone after his death, that the Holy Spirit would be with them and in them to turn the world right side up again. And that advocate, that Spirit of truth, would be with them forever. In this passage from the Gospel of John, we get the image of the Holy Spirit as a sort of go-between God. Jesus says that when he is no longer with the disciples in body, he will be with them in spirit. His power and his presence will be with them and in them through the Holy Spirit. This Spirit has been the link between Jesus and the Father during his life on earth. But Jesus knows that when he is reunited with God in his death, there will no longer be a need for this go-between God to form a link between the two of them. So Jesus promises his followers that the gift of God's Spirit will be given to them. Now, this isn't the first time the Holy Spirit has shown up in Scripture. In fact, we find the Spirit throughout the Bible, enabling people to do what they don't think they can do on their own. When God wanted a wise leader or a powerful spokesperson or an effective general, God would give the people he chose the gifts and skills they needed to do the work God was calling them to do. And God did it by the Holy Spirit. In the same way, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would be with the disciples, guiding them and reminding them of everything he had taught them. The Holy Spirit would enable them to spread the good news in ways they wouldn't have been able to do on their own. And it is the presence of the Spirit within each of us that empowers us and enables us to use our gifts in ways beyond our own imagining. It is the Holy Spirit's very breath of life that sustains us and guides us on our journeys of faith, and it is the Holy Spirit who calls us into community and reminds us that we are never alone. Indeed, let us not forget that the Spirit is more than an individual gift. Yes, the Spirit is within each one of us, but it is the Holy Spirit, that go-between God, that also links us to each other. It seems fitting that Jesus told the disciples about the Spirit when they were together, gathered for their Last Supper with him. It was right for him to promise that the Spirit would be with them as individuals, and also that the Spirit would bring them together as a community of faith. In fact, when Jesus tells the disciples, "The Spirit of truth will be in you," there are actually two valid ways to translate the Greek. "In you" can mean you as an individual, and it can also mean among you as a plural group of people. I just think Scripture can be so cool sometimes, because Jesus, when he tells the disciples about the Holy Spirit, he can use language that is both personal and communal, and that is what the very Holy Spirit is about. And so the Spirit continues to work in us as individuals and as a community of faith, guiding us to live in ways that are faithful to the gospel, bringing us together with our varied gifts and skills, and calling us as a community to do things that are beyond our imagining. And it is because the Spirit is known in different ways by each one of us that we need to gather together. We need to hear how God is showing up in our individual lives in order to better understand how God is showing up in the life we share together as church. Now, I believe that God shows up in the life of our church in so many ways. In worship, prayer, singing, Bible studies, retreats, service projects, Sunday school classes, youth group meetings, and bingo night. Yes, friends, the power and presence of our God was on full display here at Old South last weekend at bingo night. Fellowship Hall was brimming with energy and excitement as 150 people gathered to share food and fellowship and so much fun. And just think about it. There were people of all ages, children and teens, youth, young adults, elders. There were people who have been a part of this church family for years and people who aren't part of our church at all. There was a whole crew that came from Project Turnabout, the recovery house that's just up the street from here, and they felt welcome in our midst. There was a whole table of people who came because they saw a post that we put up on Facebook, and they felt welcome here too. And these people of all ages and backgrounds gave so generously. We raised $3,000 for this year's mission trip. So the Spirit that was at work down in Fellowship Hall at bingo night will continue to be with us as we go to Coatesville, Pennsylvania later this summer. Friends, the Spirit is at work at Old South in powerful ways. The Spirit calls us into community because we need each other, because there is so much more we can do together than we could ever do alone. There is so much more we can learn about God together than we could ever learn on our own. There is so much more that we can give and share and create and carry and heal together. So look around, really. Look around at this amazing community of faith and give thanks for the go-between God who calls us, all of us, to be church together. The God who calls us to be church in ways beyond our imagining. The Spirit is at work here, friends, and I cannot wait to see what God has in store for us next. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn gives thanks for the incredible love of God. It is love divine, all loves excelling. If you're here in the sanctuary, you will find this hymn in your hymnals, and if you are worshiping with us from home, the words will be dropping into the comments so that you can sing right along with us.